State and federal biologists are predicting a poor Chinook or king salmon return this summer on the Yukon River and are preparing to restrict fishing. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
They are planning to ban all commercial fishing for kings and halt subsistence fishing during the first pulse of the king salmon run. After that, they are planning to cut subsistence fishing by 50%. John Linderman is the state's regional supervisor for the Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim region. He says they are focusing on getting half the king run beyond the Canadian border this summer, a goal that was not met last year.
We need to ensure that we achieve that long-term average of approximately half of the run needs to get into Canada.
Last year, Canada only saw about 30% of the king run. But according to a treaty between the two countries, the U.S. is obligated to provide proper escapements so that Canada can get half the run. Biologists have been studying Yukon king salmon for years through test fishery projects, sonars, weirs, counting towers, and genetic sampling. This won't be the first low-run year for the fish. Linderman says it's progressively getting worse since 2007. So why are kings not returning to the Yukon?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, I guess you could call it. To some extent, we don't know.
Like other salmon species on the Yukon, kings usually enter the river in pulses, which can last around 4 days long. Biologists hope by banning subsistence fishing for kings during the first pulse, tens of thousands of fish will make it to Canada. After the first pulse, subsistence fishers will be restricted to a fishing schedule for king salmon. Biologists are planning to allow half of the standard fishing schedule that fishers had last year. It's all subject to change and will all depend on what the run assessment is when the first pulse of kings hit the river. But for right now, what biologists see is pretty bleak.
Currently, the plan going into the season is anticipation of a very low return. And after that first closure on that first pulse, when the first windowed periods do open throughout the entire drainage from the lower river going all the way up to the border, then we'd be looking at having half the time available for those subsistence openings.
As for the Yukon's other salmon runs, summer chum, fall chum, and coho salmon are all expected to be of average strength this year. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.